He's delivered the news, and on Sunday, he's almost perfect. Why not permit him, on the way out the door, to say, an appropriate replacement for me would be Katie. Katie, welcome. Take my seat.
Oh, that's not a bad take. They probably could have done that, where he goes, well, you know, it was fun doing this for a while, and now we hand it off to the next generation.
That's exactly the way it should have been, because after all, he was the man that replaced Dan Rather and kept CBS alive. CBS would have been right down there with Cron.
You know, he actually boosted the ratings after
Rather. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Poor Cron. Why are we picking on him when they're down?
Well, I watched last night's debut.
Oh, did you watch any of the shows?
MySpace TV.
So did I.
How was it?
No, that was okay. It was okay. I watched a little bit of the Bo Derek Fashion House or whatever that show is called.
You know what? Who you feel sorry for, though? You feel sorry for the serious journalist that is still over there.
Gary Radnitz?
Yeah. Tom Sigovitz is like, oh, great.
Pam awesome. Moore. I mean, how do you follow that?
Well, they got to stay up later, too, because now they got to do the 11 o'clock.
That's right. And Dr. Phil was bad enough, but this is just pushing it.
Wow. All right. What's coming up on today's show, guys?
It's a great show, of course, because it's Wednesday. We have Jeffrey Kuhner from Insight Magazine, who has a bit of a bombshell to drop. And we have Aaron Cater, who is a comedian from Axis of Evil Comedy Tour. And then we get a couple of guys from the Israeli-Arab relations. They're going to be here. And John Banfield from San Francisco Parks. So he'll be able to tell us what's happening in the city in terms of greenery. And it's all Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quick.
That's the Progressive News Hour for today. Thank you for listening. More news and downloadable audio waiting for you right now. We'll have the podcast of the News Hour up in just a few minutes at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. We're KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. September 11th, the road to readiness 5 years later. How prepared are we, and what lies ahead?
California and the Bay Area present a significant challenge for emergency responders and for Homeland Security. The geography, size, and population gives many officials reasons for concern.
If you laid California on the East Coast, the northern tip of California would run from the southern end of Maine all the way down through the Carolinas and move as far west as Philadelphia. So if you think about how big that is and the responsibility here in California that first responders have and state agencies have for the entire state, it is something that can give you pause.
That's California Department of Homeland Security spokesman Chris Bertelli. For more now on how to prepare yourself, Ellen Hyatt has that portion of the story.
Well, that pause is something we should all be doing. Pausing, planning, and taking action.
The first step I tell people is to have a conversation with other members in the household, whether it's family members, roommates, or friends, asking one question. Where will we meet if we could not come back in this house? If there's a fire or something, where will we meet outside or meet outside of the region? Usually that one question will then start other questions.
That's Harris Bostick with the American Red Cross San Francisco chapter. The Bay Area is in harm's way, not only for a terrorist attack, but for earthquakes, floods, and fires. We all need to be prepared.
Pull together certain items around the house, food, water, a lighting source like a flashlight, a battery-operated radio, and a first aid kit. It doesn't have to be expensive, and one thing we say is that preparedness is not episodic, but it's dynamic, and something you should think about. At a minimum, you should rotate or refresh all your items in the kit at least every 6 months.
And for more information on how to get prepared, you can go to 72hours.org.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. and everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quick listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Now.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
7:05 at 960 to Quake. I'm John Scott. This report is brought to us by Carl's Jr. A lot of company right in front of the Caldecott on 24 westbound right now. Three-car crash has the left lane blocked. Two-car crash may still be blocking or pushed off to the side. At any rate, it's at 85 southbound before Saratoga. Medium wheel lights are now on, back up to the 880 overcross coming up the Baybridge Toll Plaza. Both upper and lower decks have no incidents reported. And a new problem, car on fire, 880 northbound before Dakota. It's over on the shoulder. 50 bar trains are on time. The pastrami burger is back at Carl's Jr., a delicious char-broil burger piled high with pastrami. Try it with an ice cold Coke today, only at Carl's Jr. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. Now, this morning's top stories coming up in less than 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, Bay Area. It is 7:06 a.m. on 960 a.m. You are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on Wednesday, September 6th.
It is September 6th.
Yes.
And you know what I miss? By now, somebody would be delivering to me.
Cappuccino.
A cappuccino. And it would be in a cup.
Friday you get it, though.
It would be in a cup, though.
A ceramic mug.
Well,
not the plastic cardboard.
No, not
crap.
The card. No. This would be a regular.
Yeah, porcelain.
China.
Porcelain, yes.
Yes. And it's perfect. Just perfect. With a nice spoon, a regular spoon. One that you can't take on an airplane.
Yeah, instead of a little stick.
Yeah, one you can't take on an airplane.
No, you can take the spoons. I've actually smuggled forks. I'm a fork restaurant borrower. I go to restaurants, and I'm trying to find the perfect fork. You know, the perfect fork, the tines are not too thick.
Back
what?
Up a second.
What?
You're a borrowing?
I'm borrowing. I know where everyone has come from.
I don't want to deal with that.
My wife hates it because she likes, and I'm coming to the opinion that our original forks were the best. I go to a restaurant and I try out the fork and I check the balance. It's got to have the perfect weight. I hate the round handled ones. It's got to have a decent.
I hate the round, and I hate the ones that don't appear to be metal. They appear to be just coated. You know, they're so light.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They almost fall out of your hands.
Or some, it's too heavy, and the tines are too thick, you know, so they can't pierce anything. And so, yeah, finding the perfect fork is a big deal. And I've smuggled, and I put forks in my baggage, you know, because I'll go to a restaurant, rip off a fork, put it in my bag on the way home, and take it through the airport, and I get through it.
Do not invite Will Durst to your home.
It's one fork.
You're going to lose a fork.
I leave really good tips.
I said to your home, you're going to lose a fork.
No, not private houses. People have crappy forks. People have crappy forks. I'm serious.
Well, it was an interesting day yesterday. Did you see how Mr. Bush?
Oh, my God. Played
all
the
of a
Nazi
sudden,
card, didn't
yeah,
he?
All of a sudden, Bin Laden's back. We're now looking for him.
Yeah, remember that hit? We used to have a little piece of of audio where he said, well, I don't think too much of him. I don't give him much thought anymore. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, he said that.
Now, suddenly,
now he's resurrected.
That's right.
And he is saying that, you know, it's just 5 years ago, and we haven't found him. We're still looking for him. He still represents a potent factor out there. They move. They readjust themselves. They reinvent themselves. They're quick on their feet. We've got to be poised and ready to take them. And I, George Bush, am your leader.
That's right, yeah. And here's this 23-page, we are going to win this thing now because now is different than before.
You know what I love, though, now? Well, the Democrats have finally got the right message. They're no longer talking about...
They're not cowering anymore.
No, like they're not saying, hey, wait a minute, let's not talk about whether or not we oppose or support the war. You screwed up trying to do this war. You screwed up badly, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when you get in that kind of a vein, you're on the right track. You're saying these people who conducted this war, let's say you thought they were good on security. Let's say you thought they were good on anti-terror. They have screwed up. They have spent, misspent, killed, caused to be killed, maimed, injured. They've done all these bad things. And they want you to say, keep on doing it.
Stay the course.
No way. No way. And then the fact that Barbara Boxer, I love her. You see what she's doing?
No, what?
On the military spending bill. She's got my resolution about Don Rumsfeld. Fire Don Rumsfeld.
Oh, the no confidence vote?
That's right. The no confidence vote. No confidence vote. She was here, as you will recall.
Yeah. She was on our little show. Us.
Yeah. And she said she was going to do something. And sure enough, it's on tap to be voted upon today. And, of course, the Republicans said, well, it's pure politics.
Yeah, yeah. The Republicans complaining about politics. Oh, there you go.
You got a 23-day exit, and they leave on the 29th, I think.
Yeah, they got 19 days of work left. 18 after yesterday. 18 days before.
Pulling out the Saturdays and Sundays and the travel
18
days.
18 days.
Yeah, and lo and behold, some work is going to get done, and it's going to be something other than what they desire to have done, because now, obviously, the Democrats have an agenda. Every time there's a security vote put up of any sort that supposedly tests the Democratic commitment, the Democrats will have a counter, and that counter obviously will be something in the nature of Rumsfeld's no-confidence vote. They'll have a whole series of those, and believe me, they're going to make the Republicans a little less hesitant to proceed to try to pin on the Democrats anti-patriotism.
Yeah, well, like Bush yesterday with the appeasement. By the way, you are listening to Will and Willie. That's us right here. That's today, 7-11. 7-11 a.m. and 9:60 a.m. Of course, this is The Quake. We're here every Monday through Friday, except for the previous Monday where we drank a lot of beer, and some of us drank a lot of beer and burned a lot of cow flesh.
And took forks.
I owe Maggie Lynch a fork. She's got the round handles, round plastic handles. Worst forks on the face of the planet. Oh, God.
I can see restaurants now. He was here the other night.
But there was
no
wonder we know it was obviously a picnic fork. You know? Or you bring out the bad forks for a lot of company. It was, the Democrats are not bowing down. They're coming back, and it's good to see. And everything that she says, Nancy Pelosi says, every time she says something, she throws that new direction line in, which obviously, when you think of a new direction, you're thinking of what it's a new direction from, and of course it brings up Bush, stay the course, which you haven't heard him say anymore. They've given up on stay the course.
Well,
I think it's been banned, you know, from any Republican glossary anymore. Yeah.
Well, but new directions literally tops it. It's almost as if, you know, I put you and I raise you. I call you and I raise you. Because new directions clearly means, no, we're not staying the course.
Yeah.
Staying the course leads to more death. Staying the course leads to more loss of lives. Staying the course, a whole series of things. Lo and behold, I want a new direction. New direction.
And I didn't think it was enough when I first heard it. I didn't think it was, you know, vibrant. It wasn't active enough. I thought it was too passive. But it's all they need, it's like the old story, you know, when your enemy is digging a hole, don't take away his shovel. So and, all they needed was... Yeah.
And that is exactly what they've been doing.
And then Rumsfeld underwent rotator cuff surgery. Did you see this?
No.
Must be from all those curveballs he'd been throwing the press.
Oh, what a great line.
It's Debbie's line. I stole it from Debbie, yeah.
Did I walk in?
No.
Oh.
And, of course, the other big news, well, you know, 9/11 Monday, of course, the five-year anniversary. But the other big news has to be Miss Katie Couric yesterday in CBS News.
I only saw excerpts of it. I couldn't spend the whole time watching the show. But I saw the lead-in, and I saw the little bit of her immediate introduction. And all I could think at that moment is that, where's my coffee and my orange juice and the vitamins that I normally take? Seriously.
Yeah.
You instantly think...
Morning.
Only morning.
Yeah.
I mean, she is... Her entire demeanor, the pep that she has...
Perkiness, yeah.
Yes, all of that represents
CBS
morning.
Perkiness.
It doesn't represent two martinis after lunch and a settled... you know, severe. You talk about Kofi Annan. I mean, she just didn't, it didn't come off exactly. But first day, I don't want to judge anybody on the
exactly.
First day.
I feel the same way. It was the first, that's what it was. It was a first day, and you can't really make a, I mean, she could grow in, she seemed a little like a AAA pitcher coming up for her first start. And you don't know. I mean...
I'm sure that when she first heard our program, she had the same attitude.
Yeah. See? I didn't want to be judged on the first day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't want to be judged, period. Forget the first day, Will.
But her closing was very interesting because she didn't have, you know, a good night and good luck. She went through all the famous closings. You know, her sign-offs. They went through, they did Huntley Brinkley, good night, Chick, good night, David. They did Walter Cronk, and that's the way it is. And then they did the excerpt they stole from Rather was cheating, man, because they used the Courage one that he only did twice. He did the once, you know, as kind of a trial balloon, and he got so much flack, he gave it up. And then on his closing night, he came back with it, you know, just in the face of everybody, you know, Courage, which I thought was kind of neat that he actually stuck to it. And then they went to fictional people. They did Ted Knight from the Mary Tyler Moore, and then Ron Burgundy from the Will Ferrell movie. And then she said, I don't have a sign-off now, and I'm accepting applications. Send in your sign-off to CBS News, and I'll look at it. I mean, what is that? Everything's got to be interactive.
We should send her one.
Well, we should.
We should send
We should have one. A contest.
Yeah, we should send her one. Yeah. We should have a contest right here. Katie needs help. She needs to know how to end her program. And any of you out there, call us.
Yeah.
866
call us. That's what we'll do today.
5753. And we will personally...
We'll give Katie a sign-off.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. So call. We'll broadcast your recommendation.
Yeah, give us... Or go to quakeradio.com. Hit the contact Will and Willie button. And we'll read your... Sign us for Katie Couric.
And keep in mind, if you know anything about us, we'll comment.
We have an opinion. Well, I'll come up with a couple myself. Jeffrey Cooner from Insight Magazine has a bit of a bombshell to blow on us today. He's going to lay it on us in about 3 minutes here, keeping it real. But right now, John Scott with all the latest on 960 The Quake.
All right, guys, thanks. It's 7:18 at 9:60 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Tonight, there will be simultaneous meetings in cities and towns across the country to organize for massive protests scheduled for October 5th, put together by the national organization World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime. They published a full-page ad in the New York Times last week that said, to paraphrase, war, torture, Katrina, theocracy. Walk out of school, refuse to work, no shopping on October 5th. Local meeting, 7 o'clock tonight at the Rainbow Room of the LGBT Community Center, Market and Octavia. San Francisco Supervisor Chris Daly will be there. You can learn more at worldcantwait.org. Amtrak's Capital Corridor back in the day used to run one train a day from the Bay Area up to Sacramento. A reflection of our busier times. Now they're running a whole bunch more. 8 new runs on the schedule today from San Jose through Oakland, up to Sac, and back. The Capital Corridor, now among the busiest rail lines in the country, behind only New York City to Boston and Washington, and L.A. to San Diego trains. Quake traffic at 719, real mess on 24 westbound. There's a three-car crash in front of the Caldecott Tunnel on the East Bay side of the tunnel, and it looks like only one lane is blocked, but there's a whole sea of brake lights behind it, back up at least to the 680-24 interchange now. Once you make it up wherever you're coming from, to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, metering lights on, back up to the 880 overcross, and BART and all Mass Transit reports everything on time. Heavy fog to get our day started, then sunny, 60s at the beaches, 70s and 80s Bayside, and mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will, and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
On Sunday, September 10th, the San Francisco Zoo is proud to host the first annual Latino Heritage Celebration. Join them for a day of entertainment featuring live music by Jose Luis Orozco. There will also be dance groups, delicious foods, and unique crafts for your family to enjoy. You can even see one of their baby bears play with a piñata filled with its favorite food, or allow their zookeepers to introduce you to an animal from Latin America. All on September 10th at the San Francisco Zoo. Presented by Fisher Price. For more information, visit sfzoo.org.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Oh, beautiful for
will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFC number 1204.
Thank you.
This is Samuel L. Jackson. We all want to keep our children safe. So if you notice that someone is giving your child gifts or showing them special attention, just keep a close eye on the situation. Be aware, and let's all work together to stop child abduction.
Brought to you by the Amber Watch Foundation.
Yes. San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960, The Quake.
And good news.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
I'm not sure any of those will work for me, but if you have a bright idea for a great sign-off, log on to our website at cbsnews.com and tell me. I know we'll have a lot of fun reading them, and who knows, maybe one will actually stick. But for now, all I have to say is, I'm Katie Couric. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope to see you tomorrow night.
Little too sincere, if you ask me. Thank you so much for his, so much. If she had skipped the so, I might have. She actually said, "I've racked my brain to come up with the sino." You're giving it real with a Willy Willy on 960 The Quake. It is 9:23 a.m.
And in this day and age, she should simply should have said adios.
Adios, compadre. We have Jeffrey Cooner
with us from Insight Magazine, and he has a couple of bombshells he could drop on all of our viewers here at 960 The Quake. Jeffrey, are you with us?
I am. How are you guys?
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey.
What's going on back there? It doesn't look like anybody is present in Washington.
Oh, it's things are pretty quiet for now, but it's the calm before the storm.
Ah.
It's this. I think this could be now the last hurrah for many Republicans. A lot of them are now, I mean, their staffers are actively looking for work. Many of them now feel that the Republicans could lose about 26 to 30 seats. I've even heard people talk, say, as high as 40. I mean, obviously, as your viewers know, I mean, your listeners know, all the Democrats need is 15 seats to regain the House. So there's a lot of concern among Republicans right now coming back from this August recess.
Wow.
The Republicans that I spoke to during the August recess, both inside and outside of the world of politics, have virtually conceded control of the House to the Democrats.
Yeah, Willie, that's pretty much what Republicans here on Capitol Hill have been telling me now for the last couple of weeks. They've given up on the House. They're very worried about the Senate. They don't think the Democrats need about six seats to regain control of the Senate. Even some Democrats tell me they think that just may be a little bit too much. Democrats are looking at four, maybe even five seats. The sixth one is going to be very tough. But
what would you consider the sixth one? Santori seat?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, there's a couple of seats that just, I mean, yes, I mean, what's impressed me about Santorum is he's made a bit of a comeback in the polls.
He was impressive on Sunday's television.
Because he just lied.
Yeah,
he just lied.
Yeah, no, he did. The thing about Santorum, though, he's always had a reputation for this, which is he is a formidable debater. He really is the Al Gore of the Republican Party. I mean, he's just he's a pit bull. He's very much on message, very focused, and he's making a very, very strong comeback. I think Casey, frankly, has made some mistakes. I think his economic plan is really starting to get shot. I mean, it's just getting riddled by Santorum's people, and I don't think Casey's been defending himself that well on that front.
I still think the Virginia residence thing is going to, cause him some problems.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. A lot of Pennsylvania people that I've been talking to have been telling me the exact same thing. You know, look, I mean, to be brutally honest, Santorum has a reputation up on Capitol Hill. Contrary to what he was saying, he's really not known as a hard worker. He's someone who's a bit of a prima donna, who likes to go to a lot of these conferences, likes to think of himself as a leading policy light, and hang out with a lot of sort of Catholic intellectuals and conservative intellectuals, and give speeches and come across as sort of perhaps the future of the Republican Party. But he's not the kind of guy that really is in the trenches for his state, doing the hard work in terms of getting legislation. That's not Santorum. And I got to tell you, his staff is one of the most disorganized staffs I've ever seen up there.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Cooner. He's from Insight Magazine, and he's talking to us about Rick Santorum, other races, Mr. Cooner, I have this feeling that there's so much money on the table, and when it involves the control of Congress, I mean, what is it going to do to Bush if the Democrats actually do gain control? Especially if you're talking 40 seats, that's a 25 seat Democratic majority at that point, in which case they can push through a lot of stuff, and I don't think the Republicans are going to allow this to happen. I think they will do whatever it takes, and if it means that 80% of the races that are close go to Republicans, if it means that there's going to be a terrorist strike, I really am that paranoid. I believe they will do whatever it takes.
Well, the Republicans are definitely worried. You're right. There's a lot at stake. The big thing that's at stake is that if the Democrats regain control of the House, you'll definitely see this if they regain both the House and the Senate. But even if they regain the House, just the House, you're going to see a lot of subpoenas. You're going to see a lot of investigations of Bush and his administration, especially in the conduct in the war on terror. And Karl Rove's people know that. And this could really frustrate the president. I mean, this could basically kill a lot of the president's foreign policy agenda. for the next 2 years. And these guys could be tied up in court. This could be a tremendous blow to Bush. And so, as we've reported at Insight, what's been going on is the GOP has basically now been running a secret campaign to funneling literally millions of dollars into Joseph Lieberman's campaign. They did this during the Democratic primary.
They did this during the primary?
Yeah, during the primary. What they did was, it was an operation run by Rove, which was to convince pro-Bush contributors from around the country. And in fact, if you notice, most of Lieberman's money during the campaign against Lamont, but even now, is mostly out of state. And what they're doing is they're getting a lot of these pro-Bush contributors to literally give Lieberman millions of dollars. Now, what we found out is, and through our sources in the White House, is that basically Rove has been asking for a quid pro quo. In other words, we'll give you all this money for you to beat this, you know, beat back this Lamont challenge, but we want you to vote with Republicans on key national security issues.
My God.
Because the concern in the White House is you could have a 50-50 split. In the Senate. So they would like Lieberman to be a key deciding vote on, I mean, they know he's a liberal on some social economic issues, but on the big foreign policy issues, they'd like to have Lieberman in their camp. Now, Lieberman, to be fair, and the White House has confirmed this, so far has resisted that. Lieberman has taken the money. But he's like, I don't want to play ball. You know?
We're going to find out more about this, and Jeffrey Cooner has a couple of other of scoops that he's going to lay on our viewers here in 960 The Quake.
And Jeffrey, put Lincoln Chafee in there. I think we need to talk about that just a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Hang on a sec. We got news at the bottom of the hour. We're coming back with you, Jeffrey Cooner.
Okay.
All right. We got CNN. We got John Scott, news, weather, traffic here, 960 The Quake.
At 9:60 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The Quake's John Rivers has details of BART's ridership and how they fared this past weekend.
The numbers have been crunched, and with the lower deck of that Bay Bridge closed over Labor Day weekend, a lot of Bay Area drivers opted for BART. More than 539,000 people took BART trains over the weekend. That's an increase of 13% over the usual ridership. So how many were the night owls taking advantage of that limited overnight service offered by BART? Roughly 10,000.
Governor Schwarzenegger announced yesterday he will veto a single-payer health care bill that is headed for his desk, claiming the measure would set up what he calls a vast new bureaucracy that would be too expensive. The universal system was floated by Santa Monica Senator Sheila Kuehl. She said Schwarzenegger's comments indicated that, quote, he hasn't read the bill, doesn't understand the bill, or is being completely misdirected by his handlers. 7:31, let's check the freeways in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. And brought to you by the Cron 4 Morning News and Mattress Discounters. Here's what's happening. A lot of company at the Caldecott Tunnel this morning. There was a three-car crash. A SIG alert has been issued, and it looks like we've narrowed down where it's all happening. The crash is inside one of the bores of the tunnel. Caltrans is blocking the entrance to the left bore right now. The right bore is open, but from the Orinda Crossroads is at an absolute stop up to that. And we'll keep you updated as soon as they get that cleared up. Stalled car blocking the off-ramp in the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. And that is near the 5th Street off-ramp, according to CHP. Four-car crash down the shoulder on 101 southbound before University. Don't miss Mattress Discounters' free box spring sale. Right now, when you buy any select Sealy or Simmons mattress, at their everyday low price, you'll get the matching box spring absolutely free. And on approved credit, you sleep free for an entire year. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Here's today's forecast. Heavy fog to get us started, then sunny, 60s at the beaches, 70s and 80s Bayside, mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are, all for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Carlins, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Technology is great, but sometimes it can be confusing. For 32 years, the experts at Crutchfield have helped thousands of customers get into the latest audio gear, like today's HD digital radio. At Crutchfield.com, we'll explain how HD radio lets you discover the free programming that's between the stations on the dial. Programming only available with an HD radio tuner. We'll help you find the HD radio products that fit your car and send you the free installation guides and gear you'll need to install them. HD radio at Crutchfield.com. Discover it.
And it's Wednesday, Thursday, my day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the rest of Mondays, from now on until the very end. In our hearts, we're keeping it, keeping it, keeping it real.
We are keeping it real. We are Will and Willie.
We are 960, The Quake. And it's 737 on Wednesday, September 6th here. Our guest, Jeffrey Cooner, he's in Washington, D.C. He's talking to us from the newsroom of InsightMag.com, Insight Magazine. And for any of the things that you hear us talk about, you can go there and check it out. Jeffrey.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for rejoining us. We were wondering, we were talking earlier about the Senate, and we were wondering, now, Santorum is at risk, Conrad Burns in Montana is at risk, who else on the Republican side is at risk?
Well, I definitely think Lincoln Chafee's at risk. I mean, he's at risk on several levels. He's obviously facing a really fierce internal revolt within the Republican Party. And if he can somehow survive that, he's going to have a tough time even in the general election.
He's a very moderate Republican.
Yeah, he's a very, I mean, he's really a liberal Republican. I think that, I mean, Chafee's people have told me privately over the years that Lincoln obviously would feel much more, Senator Chafee, I shouldn't call him Lincoln, Senator Chafee would feel much, much happier within the Democratic Party, but he has his father and the whole Chafee legacy, which has been tied to this, you know, one time a very vibrant liberal Republican tradition out of the Northeast. But he's in big trouble. No, I think that Republicans right now really sense that all of the corruption, the Abramoff scandal, but I think really the big thing, which has been the utter mismanagement of the war in Iraq, is now really coming home to bite them.
How about Mike DeVine in Ohio?
Mike DeVine, it's going to be a close race. I think DeVine is eventually going to lose. I don't think he's going to be able to pull it off. But he is known as a more of a moderate Republican. He used to be quite popular up in Ohio, but the problem with DeVine is that he has alienated a lot of conservative Republicans in Ohio. And that's hurt him with the base, but he hasn't done enough to reach out to sort of more of the independent, moderate voters in large parts of Ohio. So he's also in big trouble. I suspect he's going to probably be another casualty.
And then the governor's race up there obviously hurts him as well, because I would assume that you would agree that Blackwell is in trouble.
Yeah, Blackwell is in trouble. What's interesting about the Blackwell campaign is that the Republican Party has, on this whole immigration issue, one thing I've heard again and again from some Republican strategists is the issue of illegal immigration really is a very important one to many African Americans. They feel that a lot of illegal immigrants coming, especially from Mexico, are hurting African Americans in terms of the lower end of the social economic ladder, in terms of some of competing for some of these lower paying jobs. And that this was a real chance for Republicans, if they were smart, to try to capitalize and pull in the African-American vote. Well, they haven't been able to do that for a whole host of reasons. But as they've been failing on the ground, the Republican Party has been thinking, well, if we can get a couple of high-profile faces on the national landscape. Now, Ken Blackwell was supposed to be one of them. A lot of the corruption issues up in Ohio and a lot of the incompetence issues are going to really affect Blackwell. The one person, though, I would say to really watch in all of this is Lynn Swann out in Pennsylvania. Swann, I've seen him. He delivers a very good speech. He's got a lot of support. He's got a lot of crossover appeal. He is somebody I think the Republicans would like to groom down the road. Maybe not as a presidential candidate, but certainly as a vice presidential candidate. Swann is, I think, basically it's Lynn Swann, Steele up here in Maryland, and Blackwell over in Ohio. I think Swann of all three is probably the one that has the most promise.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Kuhner from the Washington Times. He's the editor of Insight Magazine, which you can find out more about at insightmag.com. He's keeping it real with Will and Willie 960 The Quake.
What's your assessment of Conrad Byrne up in
Montana?
Montana.
Well, Burns has a reputation for two things here on Capitol Hill. One is that he's considered by some to be a bit of a wild man. He's someone who will say certain outrageous things, and frankly is a bit of an embarrassment to people within among many Republicans in his own party. The other thing about him is he just doesn't seem to be on top of his game the way he once was, and I wouldn't be surprised if he also goes down up in Montana. He's in big trouble. Now, the thing is with Burns, which is going to be, I think, a real blow to Republicans, is, I mean, those are the mountain states. I mean, that's up there in the prairies and the mountainous states area. That should be Republican territory. He should really be winning this handily, and he's not. And I think this is what a lot of Republicans have been telling me is as follows. What has been going on under George Bush, especially over the last couple of years, is he has been able to keep the South pretty much solidly Republican. But what he is slowly beginning to lose are what Republicans used to call the leave-me-alone states. In other words, states that were quite libertarian on economic issues, but socially are not very big with the religious right.
Wyoming, Idaho,
Jeffrey,
Montana.
You're priceless. The leave-me-alone states. I love it. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I mean, you basically nailed it. In places exactly like Montana, like Wyoming, like Colorado. And you're seeing now the Democrats slowly make a comeback in those states. And as long as they keep pushing a moderate economic message, their social and foreign policy message really resonates with a lot of people up there. So Republicans are, I mean, now this is going right into their base. And no, I mean, look, to be brutally honest, I mean, the Democrats right now are just licking their chops. I've never seen them this high. I've never seen them this confident. I think the one person that's going to win from all of this in a big way is going to be Nancy Pelosi, because Pelosi, and I'm sure your listeners are very familiar with her out in San Francisco, but Pelosi was criticized, I mean, not just from Republicans and a lot of the media people, but from many even within her own party, that she was too liberal, she was too progressive, she wasn't quote-unquote mainstream enough, and that the fact that she had become now the Democratic leader in the House would be an absolute disaster for Democrats. That was the claim they kept making again and again and again. And she has spearheaded the Democrats in the House. I mean, she really is the Democrats' version of Tom DeLay without all the ethics problems, which is a huge distinction. But, I mean, she is tough. She has her troops in line.
Nancy the Hammer Pelosi.
She is. And she, if they get that sweep in the House that they're expected to get, she, I think, is going to be a national force to be reckoned with.
What's the story with reference to the confirmation potential for John Bolton at the UN?
Is that going to be a thing now that Congress is in session for the next, whatever, 18 days they got?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the, I think, the earliest things on their agenda. It's something that's a very high priority for the administration. The key that was blocking Bolton from having a vote, a full vote on the Senate floor, he's been a recess appointment up until now, which will expire in January 2007. So the administration desperately needs him to get fully confirmed in the Senate, has been George Voinovich, this moderate Ohio Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Voinovich apparently now has indicated that he, before he opposed Bolton, he will now support Bolton, which means Bolton can now go through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and there should be a vote in the Senate. If that happens, I anticipate that Bolton will probably get the majority that he needs.
51 is all he needs?
He just needs 50 plus one. I have to say, though, even some Democrats have been impressed with the way Bolton's been carrying himself. They don't like the way they think he obviously could be more diplomatic. They think he's overly blunt.
He's less bellicose than they expected, right?
Yeah, but he's much less bellicose than they expected. And frankly, even a lot of Democrats have confided in me that the UN does need reform. They think that on some of the substance issues, that Bolton, in fact, is right. They think it could be more effective. They point exactly to the atrocities now in Darfur, where they just see the UN really not being as effective as it could be. And they like some of the ideas that Bolton has brought into this. He's brought some energy into it. He's brought some creativity into it. So if he does get out of committee, which it looks like he will, I think that Bolton will be confirmed.
Interesting. Yeah.
Catherine Harris won down in Florida.
So that's a hold for the Democrats in the Senate, right?
Yeah, well, I have to, full disclosure, we had Catherine Harris at our table at Insight for the White House Correspondents Dinner. It wasn't, to be brutally honest with you, it wasn't my pick. This was powers that be above me that
how was she?
Down. She, I have to say, really, I was really not impressed with her. In fact, I was quite surprised when I met her. She was incredibly superficial. She was somebody who, I've heard, there have been rumors about her fondness for the bottle. Let me just put it this way. Before she, before I met her. I mean, those were just rumors. We were very concerned at the table that perhaps she would be drinking too much. So we made sure, I mean, I'm being very honest now.
So you kept no wine at the table?
Well, we made sure, there was wine at the table, but we wanted to make sure that she didn't have any. So we kind of kept the bottles far away from her. Now, she was on her best behavior. I mean, I have to say, she didn't drink anything that night. But it just seemed to me that this woman was living in an absolute, I mean, just a fantasy world, because she kept going on about how she's going to win, she's going to, she's just going to, sweep her way to victory, and all she needs is for her base to turn out. And I was just looking at her the whole night like, she really believes this. That's what I just found stunning. I mean, she really, really believed it. Well, literally the next day, Jeb Bush came out with a statement saying Catherine Harris can't win, and he urges her to step down.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, that's, I have to good. Say that, she didn't strike me. Look, Catherine Harris, I think, is the type of woman that, she's the type of politician that I think, she got as far as she could possibly get
getting
to the House of Representatives, and her reach really exceeds her grasp. And she's out of her depth. I think you clearly see that. I mean, she doesn't even, frankly, a lot of Republicans in Florida are embarrassed of her. She doesn't have the kind of knowledge on a lot of these issues that you need to have. She, her staff, I mean, I was talking about Santorum earlier. She may have one of the worst staffs on Capitol Hill. I mean, they, it's just a mess up there with those people. She, and you're just, and you're seeing it now. I mean, she's run a very disorganized, incoherent campaign. She's all over the map. I think the only thing she may have going for her is she does have strong support from the evangelical community in Florida, but that's just not enough.
I don't know why she didn't just, she had a, she could have been a congressman for the rest of her life. She'd
exactly.
wanted to. U.S. Con. Hey, we gotta go, but Jeffrey Kooner, thank you so much for joining us here. Keep it real.
My pleasure.
Jeffrey, it was a real pleasure today. We'll look forward to more as this election unfolds.
Okay.
All
take
right.
care, Willie.
Thank
62
you.
Days and counting. And we get a couple of minutes and counting here before, of course, your burst of durst at 7. Last segment at 7 o'clock every day. Later on today, we got Aaron Cater from the Axis of Evil Comedy. A couple of guys, an Israeli and an Arab, are going to be here talking about cooperation. And then Jay Banfield, 9 o'clock hour, all keeping it real. Right now, John Scott has all the latest in the newsroom here on 960.
At 960 The Quake. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom.
I support you. I endorse you. I will work day and night for you until you get elected.
After months of hesitation, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villagrosa endorsed Phil Angelides for governor yesterday at the 16th and Mission BART station. And this comes on the heels after he won approval, did Villagrosa, in the legislature for a bill giving him unprecedented control of the L.A. Unified School District. Governor Schwarzenegger even says he supports this plan. The mayor was widely believed to be withholding his endorsement of Angelides until he got what he wanted. Angelides then spoke to the crowd after the endorsement rang out yesterday.
I'm in this race for governor because I want to renew the promise of California. And today, I want to ask each and every one of you to join us on this stage and to fight hard in the next 62 days for the California of our dreams.
Quick traffic at 751, real bad through 24, out of the Arinda Crossroads up to the Caldecott Tunnel. There was a crash that was blocking one bore. It looks like it's been cleared now, and the bore has been reopened, but it has almost stopped traffic from the 680 interchange all the way up to the Caldecott Tunnel. Again, that's westbound on 24. Bay Bridge, metering lights on, back up, not huge, out to the 880 overpass now. And quick weather, heavy fog to start, sunny today, 60s at the beaches, 70s and 80s Bayside, mid-90s inland. Tell Will and Willie what you think about the news of the day. Give them a call at 866-960-KQKE or email us anytime from the Contact Us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Somebody say Def Comedy Champ!
It's back and it's bigger than ever on HBO.
You know it's a rough world when the vice president doing a drive-by.
The show that made history is about to make a whole lot more.
How do you feel about being kicked out of Olympics because of steroids?
Well, basically, this is ridiculous.
Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam, hosted by Mike Epps.
Y'all think I'm going to hell for that joke right there?
Guests include Bill Bellamy, Mark Curry, Earthquake, Adele Gibbons, D.L. Hughley, and many more.
Like I said, black people are lazy. They don't like to work. We worked in this country for 400 years for free. We ain't lazy. We on vacation.
Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam. The legend continues. All new episodes Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, beginning September 10th on HBO. Or see it first on HBO On Demand.
Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam is back and bigger than before with new host Mike Epps and a rotating lineup of fresh and familiar faces. Don't miss Def Comedy Jam beginning Sunday, September 10th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out more about their specials and their events. Well, next Monday, as we all know, is the fifth anniversary of 9-1-1. President Bush has apparently decided to recognize it with a week-long national celebration. Well, okay, perhaps national celebration is the wrong phrase. Maybe a better term would be PR campaign of cheap political calculation, or narrow focus on exploitative pandering, or typical White House fear-mongering. Even went so far as to play the Nazi card, calling Democrat calls for a phased withdrawal of Iraq an appeasement similar to that by Chamberlain of Hitler in 39. But the Democrats uncharacteristically refused to cave at the sight of the president's big bad rhetoric, increased their criticism of his policies in Iraq by delivering a letter suggesting Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld be fired. A proposal that White House spokesperson Tony Snow rejected out of hand, saying that making Rumsfeld a boogeyman may make for good politics, but makes for very lousy strategy. And you know what? If there's anyone who's experienced in lousy strategy, it's the White House. Bush also released his 23-page booklet called National Strategy for Combating Terrorism, in which he described an unclassified version of the strategy he's been pursuing since 9-1-1, his secret plan. The conclusion? We're safer, but not safe. And he can't even tell us why or who we're fighting. I guess war to Bush is like pornography to the Supreme Court. He may not be able to describe it, but he knows the enemy when he sees it. And I'm sure Mr. Brown and I qualify. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
I join in the applause because the bursts of Durst. I must tell you, Will, when I listen to the burst of Durst every day, it's one of the great treats. But to go back in the archives and pick them up and replay them.
Oh, is that what you did last week when I wasn't here?
They are absolutely as relevant on the replay as they were when you first
provided them.
I think it was Tony or one of the people here.
Tony, was it you?
Who were pulling the... But the reason that they're relevant, Will, is because the world of George Bush never really changes. It's absolutely... It's almost like a hit song. So the one that you did today...
It's like that
just
Colbert
think about line. It. Next week, we ought to go back and take a look. Let's say 1 week from the day, just to test whether or not the burst of Durst would still be just as relevant, because you always make sure that the burst of Durst contains something that triggered your displeasure.
Well, yeah. I mean, yesterday's
on that day,
press conference
of a day before that.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're taking your suggestions for Katie Couric's sign-off. I used to do a sign-off as a comic. You guys have been great. I've been Durst. And that was my sign-off. What should Katie... Is she, you guys have been great. I've been Couric. No, that would be cool. It's the top of the hour. We got the news, but we're coming back at you. Keeping it real. 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now, 2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. American military officials now say the number two al-Qaeda man in Iraq was not arrested a few days ago, as the Iraqi government had said, but rather was caught back in June, about a week and a half after the top al-Qaeda man in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, was killed. U.S. Major General William Caldwell also says Iraqi forces are increasingly taking the lead in the counterinsurgency effort.
With more and more Iraqi security forces in the lead, the number of counterinsurgency operations being conducted by Iraqi security forces with coalition forces in support continues to increase steadily.
The Senate scheduled a Democratic resolution today to debate a no-confidence vote on the Bush administration's national security program and the Defense Secretary, Democratic Whip Dick Durbin.
To think that Donald Rumsfeld is irreplaceable is just unacceptable in my book. We can bring someone in with a fresh start to create a new team, to create a new approach, so that we finally have some direction.
But Senate Republican leader Bill Frist says Rumsfeld is making the right calls in Iraq.
What is needed on the ground is being provided, and that is who we need to listen to. And it's a far cry from what we hear on the floor of the Senate, which is this cut and run, this redeployment, this arbitrary withdrawal of troops from certain areas. It doesn't make sense to me.
Senate aides say this no-confidence measure probably will be killed on parliamentary grounds before it ever makes it to a vote. No space shuttle launch today. NASA scrubbed it for today because of a problem with a fuel cell.
That's part of the troubleshooting that we're doing right now to understand just exactly what happened. We know that when we did power it up, we saw a voltage spike.
NASA's Bruce Buckingham says they'll try to launch again tomorrow. The AAA Travel Club says gas prices fell another penny in the past day, and they're averaging $2.72 a gallon right now nationwide. A year ago, they were up to $3.04. Oil futures prices have dropped below $69 a barrel. That's the lowest in the past 3.5 months. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD Digital Radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Bye.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
804 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report is brought to us by Amtrak. Very, very slow coming out of Walnut Creek into Oakland on 24 westbound. There was a crash inside one of the bores of the Caldecott. It's been cleared now, but it'll be stop and slow from 680 all the way up. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza by the time you get up there. Knock on wood, we've had no problems on the East Shore Freeway all morning, and 580 has been all right as well. Guadalupe Parkway northbound between the Capitol Expressway and Taylor a little bit slow, a stall just in front of the Taylor off-ramp. And no Alameda-Oakland ferry service yet this morning. Until further notice, they say, there's some mechanical problems with the ferry, and BART's on time. Now the Capital Corridor has 32 weekday trains from Sac to Oakland, plus increased service between Oakland and San Jose. More service, more trains. Visit CapitalCorridor.org for more information. Routes and fares are subject to change without notice. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com. This morning's top story is less than 10 minutes from now. And now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions as clear as Lenin and Hitler before them. The question is, will we listen?
You know, I hear that pandering, and I just want to slap them. And I hope that the American people are smart. This is Will Durst. Willie Brown is over here. We're keeping it real here on 960 The Quake. It's 8:05 a.m. on 09-06-06.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions as clear as Lenin and Hitler before them. The question is, will we listen?
Is it reached a point of diminishing returns?
Why would you go there? Why would you even use those phrases and that name, what have you, when you've done so poorly on handling the war? You'd better hope neither Lenin nor Hitler shows up, because Bin Laden has been kicking your fanny full time.
He can run, but he can't hide. He's hiding.
You've been looking for him for 5 years. I think somebody saw him in Harlem the other day. About to go into the Apollo.
And Sylvia.
He was leaving Sylvia.
Best fried chicken in America.
He heard about it. Somebody should tell Bush. But
he could be in New Orleans, because there's no government in New Orleans. Oh, Bin Laden's probably in New Orleans. He's probably in a brass band playing on Chopping Tulips right now.
Yeah, he's probably part of the band that led Bush around. He knows he couldn't get caught if Bush is looking for him. Bush has been looking for 5 years, allegedly. But he hasn't found him.
No.
He's found everybody else. And the 52 cards. How many of those people?
I don't know. That'd be interesting to check out.
We ought to check that out.
Did you see we got the number two guy now yesterday again? We captured the number two. You know, we're always getting the number two
guy. I was listening to about 18 number two guys.
I know.
Rise to number two and get
nailed. If I'm the number three guy, I'm not taking the next promotion, man.
Yeah. Move up to number two and get nailed. That's the theory. That is the theory.
Good news, Johnson. We're moving you out. Really, boss, my plate's full here. I don't know if I want.
But President Bush, though, it's frankly pathetic the way in which he constantly, with that serious voice and that serious tone.
Yeah, when he loses his Texas accent.
That's right. Trying to make you think that it's just around the corner. And if you don't go around the corner with him, somebody's going to grab you. And I'm always thinking, wait a minute. Why would I go around the corner with you? So far, you lost every fight you've been involved in. I want to go the other way. Because you are slated to lose. But that's the nature of what the good president seems to push these days.
Bin Laden and his terrorist allies have made their intentions
their
as clear
intentions.
As Lenin and Hitler
as
before
clear.
Them. The question is, will we listen?
Oh, crikey!
Oh, man! Oh, Tony! Oh!
Poor baby.
But it's fun, though, when what Jeffrey said about Nancy Pelosi.
That was interesting.
Well,
I've never heard that.
No.
She's a beautiful girl, all right. Really nice.
That was Steve Irwin, or what is his name? Was that
is
it?
That the guy
Steve
from
the guy the crocodile
got,
hunter, yeah.
Yeah, that got stuck.
Yeah.
Just a tail.
Stingray.
Stingray's tail just goes back,
well, you
right
know, it
flops back and forth. It's allegedly.
And it's on tape.
Yeah.
It's on tape.
And then he pulled it out.
Yeah, that might have been the problem. You know, they might have been able to surgically, of course, he's underwater. You know, he was diving at the time. I don't know. But that might have been the problem because, you know, when you pull it out.
You leave a hole?
Yeah, you drag a bigger hole. If they had just cut it off, you know, snipped it right off.
You mean like we used to do in the Wild Wild West when the arrow stuck in?
Exactly.
We'd break it off?
Yeah.
And leave it there?
And
until
then
we
push it through.
Until we get to knife and gunpowder? Hammer it right through?
Yeah, you and the
you
old
burn
West.
Burn it flush?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
come.
Yeah, you're the original Cleveland Little and Blazing Saddles. Yeah, I can imagine that.
Blazing Saddles. Don't go there.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, that was a great movie. No, we haven't said anything about that tragedy. The Australian.
Yeah. Steve Irwin.
Incredible.
Oh. And what was it?
A wasted life.
They had 20 deaths. Well, 19 deaths
in the history.
In the last 100 years to a stingray. 19. I mean, what a fluke.
And in this occasion,
guess not a fluke, it was a stingray.
He was scheduled to be filming something else. The weather was so bad that he decided to go into a safe, shallow water place for purposes of filming something for his daughter and for the television show she's involved in. There was supposed to be no danger associated with where he was and what he was doing. But for whatever reason, this huge, giant stingray got annoyed in some fashion, and they flapped their tail or their...
Man, because when I was in Bora Bora, we went on a little tour, and we were petting stingrays like a week ago tomorrow. We were petting stingrays, you know, because they come up, and you put your hand out, you put a little fish in your hand, and they will come up and their mouth is on the bottom and they will sniff you. They're like puppies. They come up and they flap their little wings on your legs and they of course they got little barbs, but the barb is at the very end of the tail, and the guy who's teaching you says, hey, you know, when it comes to, you can rub it and you can pet it all the way down, but when it gets to the tail, put your hand away. Don't pet the tail.
Because that's where the poison is.
It's not a poison, it's barb.
I know, but that's
like a hook.
But understand, but that is where Steve got it.
Yeah,
it came from there.
Yeah,
it came
somehow.
From
the stingray thrust it through his suit. He must have been wearing a wetsuit. If he thought he was going to, yeah,
it was just a flop. It was just a normal flop. But it was a huge stingray.
Oh, it was no
size of that stingray.
No,
oh, it had a wingspan of about 5 feet.
Oh, really?
Huge stingray.
It sounds like a manta ray.
Yeah. Huge. Whoop. And, you know, when you move that tail or that wing, that's pretty powerful. And it just went right in his chest.
Hey, we get an email here. Dan Cassidy, you know, earlier we were talking about Katie Couric and what you think that her sign-off should be. Because she asked for everybody's help. And guy named Dan called up, or he emailed us, and this is his comment. Katie should reuse the sign-off that Dave Allen, an Irish comedian, back in the England in the 70s, he used this, good night, and may your God go with you. But if she wants one of her own, she can have one that changes with the day's news. I'm Katie Couric, and remember, stay perky, or I'm Katie Couric, and avoid the brown ass.
And here's
the last one.
I'm Katie Couric, and Tom Cruise has a funky baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be with you tonight.
Very happy to be here.
And a guy named Alan said one in.
Yeah?
First he says good morning to Will and Willie, and then yeah. he says that he would recommend the following to Katie. No news is good news.
That's kind of existential.
That's for Bush. Yeah. With him, no news is good news.
Good night. And remember, no news is good news. That would confuse everybody.
That would totally confuse everybody.
They had a shot yesterday, I mean, on Katie Couric. And she did, I think the New York Times called it non-news. They were not impressed. Some of the reviews. Well, it's not just her performance, but it's the whole. They revamped the whole newscast. They had that guy who was the director and the person in Supersize Me, that documentary, Morgan something. And he did a special. They have a free speech minute now that they're going to put in regularly. It's like a guest commentary. And so they included that. She didn't. Morgan Spurlock, thanks. Morgan Spurlock did it, and they're going to invite other people to do it. And, of course, I'm going to, you know, give it a shot. Because you go to the website.
You ought to do the Burst of Dirt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to do it. But they also had an interview with Thomas Friedman. She did an interview on the air. And then at the end,
and he,
she
of course,
had,
was discussing the economy. Some.
In the Middle East.
Economics.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, not Milton Friedman, Thomas Friedman from the New York Times. Not the University of Chicago Nobel laureate. Economist Milton Friedman, yeah. No, Thomas Friedman from the New York Times. And then somebody said they should call it 30 minutes because it looked more like a news magazine rather than a news show. It looked like 60 minutes.
Now, she could do a news magazine.
Yes.
She'd be perfect
yes, that's
for a
the
news
point.
Magazine.
Yeah.
But she's going to have to go a bit. First of all, there's not enough of a command voice for you.
No gravitas.
No.
But for now, all I have to say is, I'm Katie Couric. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope to see you tomorrow night.
But it was her first day.
Yes. I still think, though, I immediately want to reach for my orange juice.
Yeah.
I hear the voice, and it's orange. Nothing else. Nothing else whatsoever.
If you guys saw Katie Couric yesterday and you enjoyed it or you didn't enjoy it, give us a call. Or if you have a sign-off for her, give us a call here at The Will and Willie Show. We're at 866-960-5753. Call on your way to work if you're on your way to work. It's 816 here. We're going to come back just a bit here after John Scott gives us all the latest news and headlines, and then there might be some traffic in the air. All here on 960, The Quake.
We have some very special baby pictures tonight. An exclusive first look at Vanity Fair's newest cover girl. She's Suri Cruz, daughter of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. After much speculation about why she's been undercover so long, this is proof positive that, yes, Suri, she does exist.
Eight 16 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. The governor's weighed in on a universal health care bill for California, and regrettably, the news isn't great. Here's an update from the Quake's Ellen Hyatt.
State legislative leaders compromised, and a majority gave their approval to a massive bill that would have started up a single-payer universal health care plan in California for those that don't have health insurance. The governor saying, forget about it. He's ready to issue an official veto saying it would have cost the state billions of dollars and add yet another layer of bureaucracy, and in his opinion, would not have made health care more affordable.
PG&E has started a clean car campaign. Within the next 3 weeks, you may see a little note in your monthly bill asking you to sign an online petition to pressure companies that make cars for use in California to start making plug-in cars, hybrids that can be plugged into a regular home outlet just like your cell phone. Quake traffic. Stop and go from the 680 interchange up to the Collicott this morning. Three-car crash that had one bore of the Collicott blocked, now been cleared. That's residual slow that you're in right now. Metering lights are on back up to the 880 overcross at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Car hit the center divide in San Ramon on 680 northbound at Bollinger Canyon, looking at you the wrong way, and it's blocking the left lane at the moment. And just a heads up, the Alameda-Oakland ferry not running from the East Bay to San Francisco because of mechanical problems this morning. Heavy fog to get our day started, then sunny. Near 60 at the beaches, 70s and 80s around the bay, mid-90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Hi. My name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an ideal scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars Program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
960 The Quake, the state of our union, with one difference. We tell the truth.
I'm in this race for governor because I want to renew the promise of California. And today, I want to ask each and every one of you to join us on this stage and to fight hard in the next 62 days for the California of our dreams. This is going to be the most important election in a generation in California. And there are a lot of people counting on us. So many Californians, they're counting on us to give them the chances so they and their families can climb the ladder of opportunity.
Phil Angelides, here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake, it's 8:22 a.m. And what did you think of that? How come Villaraigosa took so long
to endorse him?
He had a little bill up there that he needed to get through the legislature called Control of the L.A. Schools.
And he needed Schwarzenegger to sign it?
That's right.
So he wouldn't endorse, even though he's a Democrat, and Schwarzenegger knows he's going to endorse him.
But keep in mind,
timing is everything?
Well, timing is everything. But more importantly, Angelides opposed the bill. Angelides was one who was with the teachers. And until the teachers said, it's okay, Phil, you can be nice, he was hesitant to meet with Antonio. In addition thereto, when Antonio was running.
Man, it's all politics.
Yeah, when Antonio was running for mayor, Phil tried to take his endorsement of Antonio back. Because Antonio had taken the teachers on in the dying days of the campaign. But unfortunately for Phil, Antonio had already sent out the word. He had already put it on a piece of literature, so he couldn't take it back. So there's so many things surrounding endorsement or no endorsement. You just can't take it for face value.
There was a lot of speculation yesterday that one of the reasons that it was quite a spectacle to have both Gavin and Villaraigosa endorsing Angelides was Evangelides loses. Both of those guys, Newsom and Villaraigosa, are going to be Democratic candidates in 2010, in 4 years.
Listen, that race will be so crowded. Steve Wesley has paid $40 million to buy in for openness.
Yeah.
He's already
in. Yeah, he's antied in.
He's already antied in. He's $40 million in the deal. Jerry Brown is 50 years in.
He's already been governor.
That's why he wants to be governor
again. He's already been governor.
He knows how good it is.
He actually did a good job, didn't he?
And you got Lockyer, who is just biding his time, sitting there with about $15 million in cash, waiting patiently, because he doesn't need it for this race for treasurer, and it's rollover money from previous years. He's the only guy that holds rollover money. And so you've got five guys. In addition to that, too, you've got Garamendi that might surface. You've got Jackie Speier that may surface. There's going to be at least one woman.
Yeah, it has to be one.
So those two young bucks, so to speak, one's 53 and the other one's 38, they are not going to get a free ride, period. And if they're smart, each of them would try to perfect themselves as a mayor first. It's amazing how in this day and age, Will, you run for an office and you immediately start thinking about the next office and you haven't mastered the one that you're in. I always recommend to these young people through my institute, why don't you become really well known for being able to do the job to which you've been elected before you even fantasize about anything beyond that.
So get good at what you're doing first.
You go back in the old days, you notice that when Phil Burton was around, he wanted to be a congressman, he worked hard, he didn't think about anything else beyond that. Nancy Pelosi has been the same way. John Burton was the same way. But all these young people all seem to want to be something else other than what they already are.
Like Katie Couric was great in morning TV. Speaking of that, we got a couple of callers.
We got Jeff in San Francisco because we've been asking for people's opinions on Katie Couric yesterday, her debut, her premiere, and her sign-off. But she's looking for suggestions. Jeff, do you have some suggestions for her?
Well, you know, I hope you won't hold this against me, but I read a lot of the coverage about her debut, but I didn't actually watch it. So, you know, because I was actually reading some real news, I think. So.
What paper were you reading?
What's that?
What paper were you reading?
I get all my news from Google, and I just tailor it to me, and you know, I read the news I want to read, and usually these days it's about electoral politics and stuff like that, a little bit of entertainment, obviously, you know, but it's very, you know, it's all narrowcasting now, whereas, you know, Katie, I think, is a perfect face for broadcasting today. I mean, I was sort of thinking about this on the line. It's sort of the transition of meat and potatoes broadcasting to cotton candy broadcasting.
Wow.
We skipped
the lemon meringue pie, didn't we?
Whereas you guys know, but seriously though, you guys are the face of serious news now. The internet and talk radio. It's all about people getting the news they want when they want it. Whereas broadcasting, the only thing left is fluff and Christina Aguilera and cotton candy and whatever. So I think she's. Whereas, you know, I don't know, you guys sounded a little critical. I'm confident she's probably the perfect face for the new cotton candy face of broadcasting.
Well, would you not tell her that?
Well,
she is looking forward to everybody viewing her as Walter Cronkite in a skirt.
Yeah.
You're not buying it, Jeff.
She's cute and perky.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. We get another call. We got Chris in Berkeley. Chris, are you there? You're keeping it real.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for keeping it real.
I think that a really appropriate sign-off for Katie would be, I'm Katie Couric, another sign of the apocalypse. Thanks.
Wow, you're not a big fan either, huh?
I'm really not. I mean,
were you ever a fan of hers?
No, not really. I've never been one for those morning shows. Because like you guys said, it's like what CBS has become now. It's this like news magazine show. It makes me think of the early days of Fox TV. I used to live back on the East Coast, and Fox was, I think, Channel 5 back then, and they had all these kind of, you know, like a current affair, like these ridiculous news, quote-unquote news programs. And like this last fellow just said, now they're just trying to make it all pretty and put a pretty face on it, but it's all the non-news again.
There is no real news on
TV.
No,
there doesn't seem, like he was saying, I listen to...
McNeil Lair, without McNeil.
It irks me, too, when I talk to people who don't give a station like Air America or The Quake a fair listen, and they go, oh, well, that's just leftist radio, and they've got their own, you know, agenda, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, I guess it's kind of an unfair label, though, because I feel like when I listen to you fellas or Randy Rhodes, I've researched Randy Rhodes. When I first listened, I thought, oh, well, she sounds a little extreme. You know, she sounds like, some of the people I know back east. But then I did some homework, and I was like, you know, she's telling the truth. And you guys are the same way. So,
We're not interrupting, man. We're letting you run.
I know. I feel like I'm ranting.
That's what we do.
I know. That's right. I listen every day.
Oh, poor Katie. Yeah, I don't know if...
How would you have her sign off,
though?
And I don't mean finally.
I'm Katie Couric. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's a good one. Fantastic.
Thanks for the shot. I'm going back to morning.
I mean, what do you guys think? Is she really going to last?
I think she'll last 14 to 18 months. And then they'll give it back to Bob Schieffer.
Well, I think she has $15 million that they've invested in her. And it's a no-cut contract. And so I think she will be, she'll be there as long as the person that hired her. Now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how long she'll be there. But no longer than that.
So
no longer. Than
yeah,
that.
The person who hired her is going to take the weight.
That's right. He'll take the drop.
We're taking your calls here on 960 The Quake coming up.
Speaking of people losing their jobs, did you see where young Mr. Ford fired himself?
Yeah.
Put a new guy in from Boeing.
Yeah.
And did you see where the old guy at Verizon? Viacom
fired Tom Fresno.
That's right.
Yeah. Summer Redstone is busy. Tom Cruise.
He's and just when Tom Cruise's baby.
Oh, that hairy little monkey.
We'll be taking your calls on all of that. Give us a call, 866-960-5753. We are keeping it real, and so are you. And you are part of us. Right now, John Scott, CNN, weather, traffic, all here. 960 The Quake.
And good news.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
I'm not sure any of those will work for me, but if you have a bright idea for a great sign-off, log on to our website at cbsnews.com and tell me. I know we'll have a lot of fun reading them, and who knows, maybe one will actually stick. But for now, all I have to say is, I'm Katie Couric. Thank you so much for watching, and I hope to see you tomorrow night.
It's 8:31 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Tonight, there will be simultaneous meetings in cities and towns across the country and here to organize a massive protest planned for October 5th. The organization World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime, published a full-page ad in the New York Times last week that said, to paraphrase, war, torture, Katrina, theocracy, walk out of school, refuse to work, don't buy anything on October 5th. Local meeting 7 tonight at the Rainbow Room of the LGBT Community Center at Market Octavia. Chris Daly, San Francisco supervisor, will be there, and you can find out more at worldcantwait.org. Amtrak's Capital Corridor, back in the day, used to run one train a day from the Bay Area up to Sac. Today, a reflection of our busier times, They're running 8 new trains on the schedule from San Jose through Oakland up to Sacramento and back. The Capital Corridor, now among the busiest rail lines in the country, behind only the Washington to Boston from New York City lines and L.A. to San Diego. Here's Quake Traffic at 8:32 in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Stop and slow from the 680-24 junction down to Caldecott. Three-car crash was blocking a bore. They got it opened up fairly quick, but it's residual traffic you're sitting in right now. No further problems up ahead. And knock on wood, the East Shore Freeway's been fine all morning. No problems on 580 as you approach the maze. Back up to about the 880 overcross. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. This report brought to you by Amtrak. Now the Capital Corridor has 32 weekday trains from Sacramento to Oakland, plus increased service between Oakland and San Jose. More service, more trains. Visit capitalcorridor.org for more info. Routes and fares are subject to change without notice. Heavy fog to start our day, then sunny, highs near 60 at the beaches, 70s and 80s Bayside, and mid-90s inland. Quake listeners love politics, and we deliver for you. Visit the political page with instant access to your elected reps, issues, and more. The political page, only at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frego will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
There's one constant in the world. It's always changing. Good thing your library's there to help you keep up. Refine your job skills, update your business, or take on new technology. Visit the San Francisco Public Library today to see how they can help you change your world at your library. A message from the Campaign for America's Libraries and the San Francisco Public Library.
And we will tell you what's going on here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, a 960 The Quake from Building at 340 Townsend Street. I'm Will Durst.
I'm Willie Brown. 340 Townsend is fourth floor.
Fourth floor.
It's a studio that is an ideal studio. However, it does not have the view of the bridge.
No.
From here. You cannot see the weather.
Backs of buildings.
That's right. It. And some, you know, cranes.
And roofs.
That do not seem to function.
They never move.
They never move.
What's the deal?
No one is on them. I think that they must be on, like, an hourly rate or something. And the way, you know, the lawyer must own that crane. According to John Scott. And his jokes.
Today has been, of course, the day after Katie Couric's premiere on as the lead anchor, sole lead anchor, which makes it a distinction because there have been other females who have been on the air as partners. But yesterday was her first day, so we're asking for your suggestions for sign-offs for her or a review of her performance.
And well, she actually is seeking help. And we're just
she solicited our help.
That's correct.
Yeah.
She said, would you please tell me how I should sign off? And, of course, a number of people have asked the question for good or temporarily, whichever. Whichever.
Would you please sign off? Yes, Katie Couric.
And I would hate to think that she is going to be without the opportunity to sign off. It just seems so natural.
It just didn't seem like you're right. It seemed like a morning show, so she brought the Today Show with her to CBS Evening News.
I don't think you can change your stripes. It's who you are, and it's what you are about.
It's what she was good at. I mean, he was talking about earlier. Jeffrey Cooner was talking about the Peter Principle that Catherine Harris. You know, I mean, not that she was a good congressperson, but she was elected, and it's going to be impossible for her to get elected to the U.S. Senate in Florida.
And she, not only was she elected, she was in a house where she could do no damage.
Yeah, yeah, one of 435. Different than one out of 100, yeah.
And a U.S. senator can at any time hold a hearing on his own or her own, wherever she may happen to be. And
oh, really?
That would be a dangerous tool in the hands of somebody like Catherine Harris. Some of the things that she has said about those of us who allegedly don't have the same commitment to religion that she has, do not have the same God fear that she has, nor do we have the same cell number of God that she has. So,
yeah, we don't have it on speed dial.
Yeah, it's a combination of those things. He dials us. We dial at him. But Katie, Kurt, I just hope that everybody will give her a fair hearing, we are prepared to give her a fair hearing.
We know what the first day was like.
Two more days. And
she's going to win.
Monday.
Thank you so much for watching.
No, please. It was our pleasure.
Yeah. And I hope to see you tomorrow night.
Well, you will. You will. Because I'm not watching tonight.
No. I have a dinner date. I have an early dinner date, Katie.
I usually watch, I used to watch NBC. And then I switched to ABC. Because
with Charlotte Gibson?
Yeah, with Gibson, because ABC updates its West Coast edition, and I like that. I like the fact that, you know, they make Charles Gibson work twice.
Well, I keep skipping around.
I think most of us do.
Yeah, when they go to a commercial, I go to a different station. But there's something wrong with
I used
with
to love it back about a year ago, I think maybe 2 years ago. When CBS, when Channel 5 here, ran their CBS Evening News at 6 o'clock. So you could watch 5:30 and 6.
That's right. You could watch 5:30 and 6, and you catch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong with my television. It keeps now almost like it's cracking up, and then it goes back, cracks up again.
What are you talking about?
Well, there must be an electronic impulse in my TV that's incorrect, or it's out of whack.
Did you get a new TV?
And it, no.
Did you get a new...
No, my TV's my age. It's barely in color. I believe in vintage.
Well, maybe you need a new TV.
I think that's true.
But are you going to get one of those flat panel things?
Well, I don't know. They're too pricey. They're up in the
$5,000 to $6,000.
The
tubes, because they're trying to get rid of the tubes, so they're really cheap now.
And they're giving them away virtually.
And they have,
but they're so big and heavy, though.
There's a Sony tube, a 34-inch tube, that, you know, every Labor Day weekend, Anderson's always has this big sale. Every Labor Day weekend, I always look forward to, you know, looking at the prices. And they got, Sony's got a 34-inch tube that is HD ready, high def ready, and it's on sale for $750 instead of normally $1,400. So everybody, Toshiba, Panasonic, Sony, everybody's getting rid of their tubes. They're going to flat panel. And I don't like flat panel. I'd rather have a tube.
They have the same life expectancy. Now, you only use...
I don't know if they do.
That's what they say.
Well, yeah, they say that, but we haven't had the experience. I got a Sony. I got a 22-year-old Sony, a 21-inch portable that's in our bedroom, and it's a 22-year-old Sony. It works perfectly.
Well, the one that's in my unit is about, it's good 19 years old.
Yeah?
Oh,
they last forever.
Yeah. And I got another one that I've had to replace the tube. That's how old it is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I went out and had the tube. I had trouble trying to find a tube. The fact that I took it from somebody
Remember
else.
The old knobs that we used to have to turn?
Yeah.
And then you would have the pliers on top of the TV when you broke off the knob and you would use the pliers to turn the channel?
God,
the fact that I took it from somebody else's TV. Went to the junkyard, found the tube that worked, and stashed it in.
Oh, really?
I traded tubes.
That's cool.
No, not that bad,
like
but
me
close.
And my forks, yeah.
You and you.
We get a call, Chris in San Francisco. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie here at 960 The Quick.
Hey, Will and Willie, how you guys doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, not too bad. Listen, for Katie Couric, you know, there was a couple of old-timers in Bay Area radio that used to do some fun kickers. I don't know if you remember the guy on the old KGO format. I think it might have been Ron Owens. He used to say, do what you can, but behave yourself.
That's kind of always been my... That's been my
That's
side.
Jim Eason, isn't it? Wasn't that Jim Eason?
It is. Yeah, I think you're right, Willie.
Yeah.
Do what you can, but behave yourself, yeah.
And Scoop Nisker used to say, that's the news. If you don't like it, go out and make some of your own.
Yeah, I remember that. And Ralph Barbieri does Angels Fly because they take themselves lightly.
I have to put the phone down because I'm puking right now.
I know. I can't say it without laughing. I tried to say it straight. I mean, I love Ralph. Ralph, I don't know why I love Ralph. It's inexplicable. I don't know why I love him, but I love Ralph Barbieri. You know? But that drives me nuts when he says that. Yeah,
for maybe for Katie, it's something more along the lines of that's what's happening in your world or something. I don't know.
Wasn't that Rathers?
How about that's the latest? I'm Katie Couric and cute as hell. Something like that.
How about steal Kurt Vonnegut, you know? And so it goes.
Exactly. All right, you guys. Good to talk to you this morning.
All right, Chris.
Take care.
Take it easy.
I'm Katie Couric, and I've slimmed down.
No, not in reality, just in print.
That's right. But as a matter of fact, they should have used a different tube last night, too, by the way.
One of those slimming tubes?
That's right.
Like a 69?
Like, yeah, like you see in the, you know, the funhouse. You ever go in the funhouse?
I'm Katie Couric. Thank you so much for watching.
I'm cute as hell.
And I hope to see you tomorrow
like
night.
I'm Katie Couric, and I'm cute as hell.
Yeah.
And if Bob Costas and I had kids, they'd be Smurfs.
Okay, but when you got to be 49, don't you cease being cute?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, I would think so.
Maybe she should stop being Katie. Maybe she can go to Kate. I'm
Catherine.
Kate. Yeah, I'm Catherine Couric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if she did go to Catherine Couric, you'd start out with, that's a little more serious.
Yeah.
A little more substance.
Yeah, there we go. I'm Catherine Couric.
And we got another call coming up. We are taking your calls, of course, coming up.
You think maybe I should drop the name Willie?
Maybe one will actually stick.
William L. Brown, Jr. Well, you're never a William, though, were you?
No,
you are a Willie. That's your birth name. Yeah. See, I'm a William.
I know you're a William. That's why you shortened
Will's
it.
Will's a diminutive, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're taking your calls.
Okay.
Coming up, of course.
Will Brown.
Will Brown. Coming up, what would Will do? What would WLB do?
Yeah, what would WB?
WB? Oh, that sounds like a network.
That's what I'm working on.
Coming up here, we got John Scott coming up over there in the studio with all the latest news headlines. Here, 960 The Quick.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
It's 8:48 at 9:60 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Space shuttle Atlantis is stuck to its launch pad for at least one more day. There was a faulty fuel cell that made NASA managers nervous, so they decided, let's not take off. They'll try again for a launch tomorrow or push it back into the garage for more extensive repair. A whopper of a Bay Area layoff announcing its biggest restructuring in 20 years. And we told you yesterday that Intel was going to cut its workforce. Now we know that 10,500 employees in the Bay Area and also in Folsom and also around the country will be out of work by the middle of next year. Cliff Edwards is a reporter with Business Week. He says the company is a little thick and could use some trimming, in his opinion.
Last year, that sort of bloated their workforce, and now they have to really sort of figure out what their core businesses are going to be and focus on those. Their digital home efforts so far haven't been shown much headway.
Governor Schwarzenegger has confirmed he will quash a universal health care measure approved last week by the state legislature. He's opposed to it, calling it socialized medicine. Quake traffic, pretty slow from the 680-24 interchange up to the Caldecott this morning from an earlier crash that had one bore blocked. Everything's clear now. That's residual you're driving through. New crash, Novato, 101 southbound. On the right shoulder near the Freitas Parkway, it looks like there's another crash not too far behind it. So between Rowland and 580, a slow ride so far this morning. Heavy fog to start our day, then it'll be sunny later. 60s beaches, 70s and 80s Bayside, and mid-90s inland. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the Contact Us page. Find that link at quakeradio.com. And to quote an old newsman from the Bay Area, that's the news, so now you know. On 960 The Quake.
Somebody say Def Comedy Jam!
It's back and it's bigger than ever on HBO.
You know it's a rough world when the vice president doing a drive-by.
The show that made history is about to make a whole lot more.
How do you feel about being kicked out of Olympics because of steroids?
Well, basically, this is ridiculous.
Russell Simmons' Def Comedy Jam, hosted by Mike Epps.
Y'all think I'm going to hell for that joke right there?
Guests include Bill Bellamy, Mark Curry, Earthquake, Adele Gibbons, D.L. Hughley, and many more.
Like I said, black people are lazy. They don't like to work. We worked in this country for 400 years for free. We ain't lazy. We on vacation.
Russell Simmons Def Comedy Jam. The legend continues. All new episodes Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, beginning September 10th on HBO. Or see it first on HBO On Demand.
Russell Simmons Def Comedy Jam is back and bigger than before with new host Mike Epps and a rotating lineup of fresh and familiar faces. Don't miss Def Comedy Jam beginning Sunday, September 10th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
People out there with a cell phone. Yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
The View from the Left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do?
Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international import. And every day he digs deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity his years of experience as a public servant have invested upon him. In a segment we like to call,
What Would Willie Do?
Today's question, Mr. Mayor, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I shudder every time I say it, said he would veto a universal health care bill passed by the legislature, claiming that the measure is going to set up a vast new bureaucracy that would be too expensive, blah, blah, blah. Now you tell me that Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Angelides is also against it. How do we citizens of California get universal health care? What would Willie do?
Well, as a Democrat, I think that when the legislature developed the wisdom and the skills, the ability and the energy to produce a health care bill in the fashion in which they did, and I admire the content of the bill, just wished at the time that I served there we could have done the same. I think I would have simultaneously had my friends, the teachers, the firefighters, the nurses, and that whole collection of people that did such a marvelous job last fall, I would have had them simultaneously collecting signatures for an initiative on the same measure, the same identical content, so that, in fact, it would be a measure that's on the ballot this time, and let the two candidates for governor explain to the public why they are against a measure that will reduce the number of people that are not now covered by any form of health insurance, that would make available certain kinds of medical services that are not now available to people because of the price associated with the cost of those medical services, and at the same time enhance the possibility of people still having some choices as to what medical provider they would in fact use. I think it is such a popular measure that in fact Phil Angelides, the Democratic person, would have to change his mind. My guess is that if Mr. Angelides had never preempted and attempted to preempt it by announcing before it was passed that he opposes it, I believe that if he had said he intends to sign it as governor, you would have Arnold running around the state at every health care facility signing some version of it today. That's what I would have done in order to force the governor of the state of California to sign on. I would have had it on the ballot. I would have been the champion on behalf of it as the candidate for governor on the Democratic side of the aisle. I would have done what Hillary attempted to do when she was in the White House with President Clinton in 1994. I would have done what people have tried to do in the state of Massachusetts. I would have done what people have attempted to do in the state of Maryland. I would have been championing in every fashion this measure. And believe me, as an elected official in the halls of the legislature, I would be attempting an override of Governor Schwarzenegger's veto.
So you would have pushed it right in the public's face.
Absolutely.
By putting it on the ballot so they could see exactly what it was that Schwarzenegger vetoed.
I would make them explain it. And believe me, my guess is the news organizations, in many cases, particularly organizations like The Guardian and others, would pick it up and do their number with it. You'd have editorials on behalf of it. You would have talking points that almost everybody could embrace. And maybe, just maybe, you'd have a California version of the new directions.
Hmm. Interesting. We got one call. Quickly. Tom, Walnut Creek, do you have a current sign-off?
Yes. I didn't watch the current. Is it an hour news or a half hour?
Half hour.
Half hour. Well, I was thinking it was an hour. She could say at the end, thank you, children. Story hour is over.
Well, let me tell you something. She can say that anyway. Yeah. with her listeners, they would assume
it was an hour. Keeping it real with Willie
Willie. That was a real good one.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for joining us here.
Thank you, children.
960 The Quake. Coming up, we got... let's see. We got Solomon, Golly, and Jonathan Bernstein are going to be here on the show. And we are keeping it real. 960 The Quake.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK. Or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The U.S. Army's out with changes to its military field manual concerning interrogations. It will prohibit some controversial techniques, such as using dogs for intimidation and using a tactic known as waterboarding, which makes the prisoner believe he's drowning. But it will add some tactics deemed necessary for the war on terror. CNN senior legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says this all means the U.S. promises to abide by the Geneva Conventions.
The government, unlike its previous statements, will...